Information Gathering and Therapeutic Models of Assessment. The authors reviewed the other articles in the special section and commented on the use of psychological assessment to plan treatment. They call this view of assessment the information gathering paradigm, because the goal is to collect data that will aid in communication and decision-making about clients. This contrasts with the therapeutic model of assessment, in which the major goal is to produce positive change in clients. The authors summarized evidence of the efficacy of assessment as a brief therapy and discussed its possible therapeutic mechanisms. The information gathering and therapeutic models of assessment are complementary rather than mutually exclusive, and both speak to the utility of assessment. The current crisis in the clinical use of psychological assessment may be due in part to an overemphasis on the information gathering model. As several of the authors in this special section have mentioned, the clinical practice of psychological assessment is currently facing major challenges. Increasingly, third-party payers are reluctant to authorize and pay for extensive psychological assessments, claiming that their utility and incremental validity for health service delivery is questionable. Such fiduciary considerations have resulted in a notable decrease in the clinical use of psychological testing, and correspondingly, in some university training programs, graduate courses in psychological assessment have been greatly curtailed. It is tempting to blame the decline in status and use of psychological assessment exclusively on the proliferation of managed care organizations. However, for some time many practicing psychologists have viewed psychological assessment as less challenging and prestigious than psychotherapy, and have had little interest in trying to preserve this traditional area of psychological expertise. We believe that the poor quality of many psychological assessments and certain highly questionable practices, such as the routine administration of large batteries of psychological tests to psychiatric inpatients, have contributed to the shaky reputation of psychological assessment among our non-psychological colleagues. Also, ongoing battles within the psychological community about the validity and utility of psychological assessment procedures, such as those currently being waged around the Rorschach, send a confusing message to non-psychologists about the value of psychological assessment and provide ammunition to those who want to attack psychological assessment for cost containment and other non-scientific reasons. Discussion of other articles in this special section, the use of assessment in treatment planning. The articles in the present section were assembled to answer some of the criticisms currently being levied against the clinical practice of psychological assessment. For the most part, the articles concern the use of psychological assessment to assess clients before or during other forms of mental health treatment, behavior therapy, prescription of psychoactive medications, treatment for drug and alcohol addiction, neuropsychological rehabilitation, and more. The authors in this special section have made a substantial contribution by outlining a clear rationale for the use of psychological assessment in treatment planning and identifying areas where research may be most productive. Haynes and colleagues identify conditions under which pre-treatment assessment is likely to have the greatest utility. A. When there are a variety of treatment approaches to choose from. B. When there is a body of knowledge linking treatment methods to client characteristics. C. When clients have complex multiple problems and a therapist needs to prioritize treatment foci. D. When initial treatment efforts have failed. E. When there are few time constraints and assessment can be done by lesser paid professionals, such as doctoral trainees. Nelson and Adams specify roles in which assessors might usefully contribute to the treatment process of brain injured clients. A. Specifying the goals of treatment. B. Educating treatment teams about the neurochemical substrate of the brain. C. Analyzing reasons for a treatment non-compliance. D. Measuring the outcomes of treatment. E. Educating family members about a client's deficits. Both Haynes et al. And Harkness and Lilienfeld emphasize the use of psychological assessment to distinguish between modifiable and non-modifiable aspects of the client's situation. Treatment plans guided by this distinction are likely to have greater clinical utility. One useful target of psychotherapy is the human tendency to seek and create trait-relevant environments, even if certain traits themselves are resistant to change. As Haynes et al. Remind us, unmodifiable causal variables often have modifiable sequelae. They also assert that the assessment of normal range personality variables could prove useful in planning treatments for various forms of psychopathology. Harkness and Lilienfeld discuss the clinical hermeneutics error, the phenomenon in which a therapist so adopts the client's perspective that they lose track mid-treatment of what is normal and underestimate the client's degree of pathology. Psychological testing can be extremely useful by providing a normatively derived estimate of the client's standing on various traits against which the therapist can continually check their perspective. In our opinion, the clinical hermeneutics error is not in itself a fatal treatment mistake, but a frequent and inevitable result of the shifting field of attention required in psychotherapy of all types. Good psychotherapists alternately merge with their clients to empathically adopt their perspective, and then step back from this merger to take an outside point of view on the client's problems. Clinical missteps may take place in both directions, not just in the direction of too much merger. Psychological tests can be extremely useful in counterbalancing both phenomena. Tests may serve as empathy magnifiers, allowing us to step into our client's shoes, and as external handholds, allowing us to pull ourselves back out of those shoes to an outside perspective. The articles gathered in this special section speak to the validity of our assessment instruments and document numerous ways that psychological assessment can identify client characteristics that are useful in treatment planning. However, empirical evidence for the treatment utility of assessment is weaker than many of us might want. Even comprehensive reviews have revealed few replicated studies demonstrating that pre-treatment assignment or individualized treatment plans, based on psychological test scores, yield significantly better outcomes than treatments conducted without the benefit of psychological assessment. Well-designed studies in this area are still greatly needed. Models of pre-treatment assessment research. Research designs relevant to pre-treatment assessment include differential treatment outcome studies, measure client characteristics and outcomes, apply a fixed treatment, and see whether particular characteristics correlate with better outcomes. Differential treatment assignment studies use assessment results to assign clients to different treatments, and compare outcomes to those assigned by other methods, simple pre-treatment assessment outcome studies, randomly assign clients to receive or not receive pre-treatment assessment and compare overall outcomes, the therapeutic model of assessment. Another paradigm of psychological assessment considers assessment itself to be a potential therapeutic intervention. Therapeutic assessment strives to maximize the interventional aspects of assessment for clients and their families. Its primary goal is for clients to leave their assessments having had new experiences or gain new information about themselves that helps them make changes in their lives. The assessor is sensitive, attentive, and responsive to the client's needs. Clients are viewed as essential collaborators, invited to actively participate in numerous aspects of their assessments. Contrast with information gathering model. Information gathering assessment focuses on data collection, unilateral interpretation, and recommendations. Therapeutic assessment emphasizes empathic connection, collaborative goal setting, and sharing and exploring assessment results in dialogue with clients. Tests are both tools for empathy and opportunities for clients to engage in self-discovery. Assessment failure in the information gathering model occurs when inaccurate data leads to poor decisions. In the therapeutic model, failure occurs if clients do not feel respected, understood, or changed by the assessment. Empirical evidence for the therapeutic model of assessment. Controlled studies show that collaborative psychological assessment can reduce symptomatic distress and increase self-esteem relative to supportive therapy alone. Clients often benefit most when feedback initially confirms their self-concept and then introduces mildly discrepant information. Numerous clinical cases also illustrate the potential therapeutic impact of assessment. Therapeutic mechanisms of psychological assessment. Three client motives are often addressed. Self-verification, the need to have one's self-concept and reality affirmed, self-enhancement, the desire to think well of oneself and be valued by others, self-efficacy stroke self-discovery, the drive to grow, learn, and develop mastery. When assessments engage clients in these ways, they can foster meaningful therapeutic change. Complementarity of therapeutic and information gathering models. The two models are not mutually exclusive. Assessments can be designed to meet both informational and therapeutic goals. Reliable, valid data enhance empathy and help clients locate themselves in the broader human context. Integrating both approaches may be essential for the future of clinical assessment. Conclusion, current state and future directions. Clinical psychological assessment faces a major crisis due to reduced use, limited training, and questions of utility. Overemphasis on the information gathering model contributes to this decline. The therapeutic model of assessment offers a potential path forward, requiring psychologists to integrate their scientific and clinical skills. Further research on assessment as a therapeutic intervention is a top priority, exploring both internal and external validity. Healing divides between research and practice will be essential to ensure that psychological assessment remains a vital part of the discipline.